The word Maula is the same word as applied to Allah, as applied to a slave, and as applied to the Mullah. But to the person it is applied, it acquires its character and its bearing to a degree that it becomes either lovable or despicable. So the same word Maula means a slave as well as master. That is a strange thing. But yet when you say he is my Maula and look down upon him and speak in a way of deprecation, that always means that he is not his master, he is his servant. So Maula word as applies to Allah acquires the same meaning as the word Allah itself. So it becomes a lovable thing. And when it is applied to the ulama, again it goes on changing its meaning from time to time. There are certain ulama who are highly lovable in their character, who are godly, God-fearing, honest, well-meaning, and highly scholarly. In whichever age such ulama are found, they are to be highly respected. And they do become respectable through their practice, and those who begin to know them begin to love them as well. So the word Maula as applied to the Mullah also does not mean the same thing. When it is applied to one Maulana, it means a different thing. When it is applied to another Maulana, it becomes entirely a different thing. So as I explained the essence of names earlier, the same applies here.